Hosea chapter 5. Hear this, O priests, and listen and obey, you house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because you've been a snare on Mizpah and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I've been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me, for now, O Ephraim, you commit whoredom, and Israel is defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn to their Elohim. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they've not known Yahweh. And the pride of Israel does testify to his face, and for this reason will Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Yehuda will also fall together with them. They will go with their flocks and with their herds to seek Yahweh, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. And they've dealt treacherously against Yahweh, for they've begotten strange children. How now will a month devour them with their portions? Blow the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth-Aven after you, O Benjamin. Ephraim will be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which will surely be. The princes of Yehuda were like those who removed the bound, and therefore will I pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment, because he willingly walked after the commandment. For this reason will I be to Ephraim like a moth, and to the house of Yehuda will I be as a rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Yehuda saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Yareb. Yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. For I will be to Ephraim like a lion, like a young lion to the house of Yehuda. I will tear and go away, and I will take away, and no one will rescue. I will go and return to my place, until they acknowledge their offenses and seek my face, and in their affliction they will seek me early. End of chapter.